Hey everyone. So we're really digging deep today into how to better support our EEL families, you know, really getting them more involved in their kids' education.
Yeah, it's such a critical topic.
It really is, especially with the added hurdle of language barriers, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, how do we make sure these parents feel included and empowered? Well, that's what we're going to uncover today as we explore this platform called SoundBranch.
And it's changing the game.
It really seems to be making waves. And the stories coming out of classrooms are incredible, like seriously inspiring. We actually found this really powerful story. It's about this mom, Mrs. Martinez, and her son, Carlos.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, and it perfectly illustrates why SoundBranch is causing such a stir. But before we dive into that whole thing, I think it's important to kind of step back.
Okay, yeah. Get a broader view.
Exactly. And really understand the challenges these families are up against. I mean, we're talking about navigating a whole new language, a new culture.
It's a lot to handle.
It is. And on top of that, they're trying to support their child's education in a system that's probably pretty unfamiliar to them.
Right. And it's easy to see how, in that situation, parents can feel so overwhelmed. Isolated even.
Yeah, and unsure of how to even help their child, right?
Exactly. And that's where things get tricky.
Because when parents feel that way, it's got to impact their kids, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. There's a ripple effect, for sure. Just imagine if a child sees their parents struggling to even talk to the teacher.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Or, you know, they're trying to help with homework, but they don't understand the assignments.
Ooh, that's got to be tough.
It really is. And it can impact a child's self-esteem, their motivation, even how they do in school overall.
Yeah, they might start to feel like, well, if my parents don't get it, why should I even bother?
Exactly.
And that's where SoundBranch comes in, right? It's like this bridge.
A bridge, yeah.
Connecting these families to the school community.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's like, you know those voice messaging apps?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like that, but it's been carefully designed with these specific challenges in mind.
So it's not just about sending a quick message in someone's language.
No, it's way more than that.
So how does it actually work then?
Well, it starts by meeting families where they are at, literally. Like, one of the cool things is parents, they can choose how they get information. They can listen to voice messages in their own language. Or if it's easier, they can read a transcript. So it really caters to different learning styles.
That's huge for families, especially if they're still learning English. You know, they might be more comfortable reading.
Yeah, and it's those little things that make a big difference.
They really do. So we're talking about breaking down those communication barriers, but does it go beyond that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because remember, it's about that human connection.
Hmm.
And one of the things about SoundBranch, it really has the potential to foster the sense of community.
Oh, interesting.
Right. It's like families connecting with other families who are going through the same thing.
That is really powerful.
And imagine parents sharing stories, you know, traditions, maybe even recipes from their cultures, all through the platform.
Yeah.
So it goes from being purely informational to a way to build relationships, you know?
I love that.
It breaks down those walls of isolation we were talking about.
It does. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of breaking down walls, you mentioned homework help earlier. And I've got to say, that's a big one for parents, EAL or not. Like, it's easy to feel lost when you're trying to help your kid with something you don't even understand yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Does SoundBranch address that as well?
It does. Yeah, it really does. Picture this. A parent, they're able to guide their child through like a tough math problem.
Okay.
Or, you know, maybe help them understand the instructions for a science project.
Yeah.
And they can do it confidently because they got a clear explanation from the teacher through SoundBranch.
Wow.
In their own language.
That's amazing. It really is incredible how such a simple thing can change the whole family dynamic around homework.
It's huge, right?
Yeah. It really is. But I do have a question about the bigger picture here.
Okay.
A lot of educational tools sound great in theory.
Right.
But then when it comes to putting them into practice.
Yeah, it's a whole other story.
Exactly. So how scalable is SoundBranch?
Yeah.
Like, could it work in any school with any community?
No. That's the million-dollar question, right? And it's something that researchers are really looking into right now.
Oh, wow.
Because can this level of personalized communication, this focus on individual needs, can it be replicated? Can we do it across different school systems, you know?
Right, because each one has...
with their own challenges.
Their own budgets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Limitations, everything.
Yeah, because it's one thing to have a success story.
Yeah.
Like with Mrs. Martinez and Carlos.
Right.
But how do we make sure that this can work for everyone, right? With different class sizes, different resources, different comfort levels with technology, both for teachers and parents.
It's a big question.
It is a big question.
But here's what we do know. Those traditional ways of communicating, they often fail to reach EL families.
Yeah.
And that has real consequences for these students.
It does.
So even if SoundBranch isn't like a magic solution,
right,
it's starting a really important conversation.
Yeah.
About how can we do better? How can we improve?
It's like it's challenging the status quo, right? Like, hey, there's a different way to do this.
Exactly.
And that kind of innovation, that's how we see real change.
It is. And what's exciting is that SoundBranch is tapping into something much bigger than just education, right?
Oh, right.
It's about recognizing how important that human connection is in a world that feels increasingly digital and honestly kind of impersonal.
That's so true.
Right.
Yeah, it's all emails and text messages, you know?
Yeah.
We're so busy trying to be efficient
yeah.
that we lose that personal touch.
Exactly, and it's that human element, that voice, that empathy, that willingness to meet someone where they are.
It's huge.
That's what builds trust and understanding.
Yeah.
And it makes people feel seen and heard, which is so important in a school setting.
Right.
That's where those feelings of belonging and connection are just so important.
It makes you wonder why we haven't been doing this all along.
Right.
It's like SoundBranch is reminding us of something we already knew deep down.
Yeah.
Human connection matters.
It does.
And that's a powerful message no matter what language you speak.
It really is. And what's fascinating is that this idea, it goes way beyond the classroom, right?
Yeah.
Think about healthcare.
Okay.
Where clear communication between doctors and patients, it's literally life or death,
right,
social work, where building trust is so important for supporting people, giving them the resources they need.
It's fundamental.
Imagine the impact if we brought this kind of communication, this human-centered approach to those fields.
It's like a ripple effect.
It
start with one school, one family, one message.
One voice message at a time.
And it could transform entire systems.
Communities even.
That's incredible.
It really is inspiring, right?
It is.
And that's what's so amazing about this. It's not just about a fancy app.
Right.
It's about recognizing the power we all have
yeah.
to make a difference.
Just by connecting.
By connecting with each other in ways that are meaningful.
So important.
Yeah.
I am so glad we took this deep dive today because it's really opened my eyes to what's possible.
It's a powerful stuff.
It really is. But before we get too carried away, I want to make sure our listeners walk away with some concrete things they can use.
Okay, yeah.
So what are some key things to remember about how SoundBranch is changing the game for EL family engagement? It's really got you thinking, doesn't it? We started talking about engaging EL families, and now we're talking about changing how we communicate with everyone.
It's amazing how one little thing can make you see things so differently. But you're right, for anyone out there wanting to do better with EL families, SoundBranch is a really promising model.
So as we wrap up today, what are those key takeaways you mentioned?
Well, I think the biggest one is SoundBranch reminds us that communication can't be one size fits all.
Right.
Especially for ELL families, giving them info in their native language, that's crucial, but it's just the start.
Yeah, we were talking about the two-way communication earlier.
Exactly. Yeah. And SoundBranch lets that happen naturally. So it's not just that parents are getting the message, it means they can actually be part of their kids' education.
They can ask those questions, share those concerns,
yeah.
even celebrate the good stuff.
Exactly. All things they might not have been able to do before.
And I bet that does a lot for the parents, feeling empowered like that.
Oh, absolutely. Just imagine a kid sees their parent talking to the teacher. No problem. They're involved in the learning.
Sends a good message.
Right. It shows them that education is important, that they're supported all the way.
It's really something how a voice message can do all that.
It is, right. But it's not even just about the tech itself, it's the thought behind it.
Okay.
SoundBranch, it works because it's all about the humans, about putting those families' needs first.
And that's something that goes way beyond just school, don't you think?
Absolutely. Makes you wonder, what if we talk to each other like that everywhere? Like in healthcare
yeah.
or social work, all these places where connecting with people really matters.
It's about really listening, meeting people where they're at.
Building bridges, not walls.
I love that.
Yeah.
So for our listeners today, the takeaway is communication is important, but it's how we do it. You know, the feeling behind it that makes all the difference.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into SoundBranch for today. We hope this gave you some new ideas for how you can better support and engage with your EEL families. Until next time, keep those connections strong. And remember, everyone has a voice and deserves to be heard.